This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lay. The top U.S. House Democrat was in Boulder Monday to hear about preventing gun violence. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries joined Congressman Joe Neguse for a roundtable to look at the root causes of gun violence. Jeffries said the stressors facing young people have existed for decades, but were exacerbated by the pandemic. He called for urgency in finding solutions.
We got diabolical intensity on the other side. I say to folks back in Washington, we have to be prepared to match and exceed that diabolical intensity with righteous intensity.
Jeffries says he feels optimistic with the passage of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which put money into mental health and suicide prevention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state is investing in educator training to try to close the academic gap caused by the pandemic. The latest standardized test scores show that many students in Colorado are not at grade level for math, science, and reading. The state is putting money toward free academic enrichment in math. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says that's just one step.
The state will keep distributing around $6.5 million in federal money for what's called high-impact tutoring, after-school programming, and high-quality math curriculum.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. The Denver Museum of Nature and Science is getting nearly $1.3 million to research the evolution of plants and animals. The museum says it's the largest research grant it's ever received. It will pay for a five-year project to compare ancient extinctions to extinctions happening today because of climate change. A measure to cut property tax rates and reduce Tabor refunds will be on the Colorado ballot this fall. Conservative opponents sued to stop Proposition HH, arguing it violates a requirement that ballot measures cover only a single subject. But the state Supreme Court ruled Monday that courts can't decide on a ballot measure's constitutionality until after voters have had their say. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.